A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable this Thursday, October the 21st, 2021. I'm Marvelous Isanganya here, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. I'm broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro, in Maryland, here in the United States.
And tonight, we're going to be discussing a variety of issues, including COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccine, and also other projects that are actually being implemented by women during this COVID-19. We'll also take a look at what other people are doing, especially women, to survive during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, Marv, we're going to discuss about the numbers in COVID-19, which is also happy news, good news in Zimbabwe. The new cases, the number of new cases is really going down drastically. Even the deaths, you'll find that the day before yesterday, there was no death at all. The other day it was one person, the other day it was two people. So it's really encouraging. This vaccination program, I think it's going on very well in Zimbabwe. As it is, people that have been vaccinated, getting the first dose, they're over 3.2 million. Those that have, this figure also includes those that have gotten the first and the second jab, with a number that stands at 2.5 million.
And according to the Minister of Health, since March last year when the pandemic started, there are over 130,000 people who have actually contracted COVID-19, and over 120,000 people got COVID-19 and managed to survive. But unfortunately, there are also some who succumbed to COVID-19, which is a figure of over 4,600. And the country needs to vaccinate nearly or over 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. So we'll be looking at some of these issues and also delve into a bit of politics and what is happening in the rural areas when it comes to political issues. But for now, we will take a look at a video that was done by one of our reporters on the ground talking about what other people are doing during this COVID-19 to actually earn a living in Zimbabwe.
While some in Chimaniman started gold panning after surviving Cyclone Idai in 2019, 21-year-old Washington Nyakazea turned to beekeeping after he and his family survived the disaster. He has no regrets as he gets at least $300 a month from organic honey sales.
Since I started beekeeping, I've seen a change in my life. Money is now coming to our home through honey sales. At times, I even wonder if it's me having some of the amount of money I get some days.
Their fields were left in tatters after cyclone struck, leaving millions in Malawi, Mozambique and Zimbabwe homeless and hungry. Voluntary Service Overseas Zimbabwe is training villagers, mainly youth, to do beekeeping here in Chimanimani.
Due to climate change, unpredictable droughts and persistent flooding after Cyclone Idai, we've managed to realize that beekeeping is a viable adaptation strategy. So we've trained young people in beekeeping, so that they can also earn some income as a secure and resilient livelihood option.
Roslyn Mukonoweshuro now works for a local NGO, but used to work for the government-owned Zimbabwe Forestry Commission. She says beekeeping is advantageous to the environment.
Beekeeping is very important because we see that once people are practicing beekeeping, they will protect their forests. And as a result, they won't cut the trees because they need the trees for forage. And at the same time, they won't burn the forest because they still need to have their hives as well as the forage.
According to the Forestry Commission, Zimbabwe loses 330,000 hectares of forest annually as a result of deforestation, but Nyakazea is jealously guarding all the trees near his home. he plans on increasing his 50 beehives to more than 100 next year and wants to start exporting his organic honey to Europe and the United States. Columbus Bavungam for VOA News, Chimanimani, Zimbabwe.
We're hearing there from one of our VOA reporters, Columbus Mavunga, talking about some of the projects that women and the youth are actually embarking in during this COVID-19. We're hearing, we saw a lady called Amaya Mukono Oshuru explaining that she has also started beekeeping and is now actually putting together honey. Raw honey to be, you know, to enable her to look after her family. So these are some of the projects that women are doing. But we will be speaking to some women who are guests here on our program on what they are embarking on during this COVID-19 PJ.
Yeah, going back on the COVID-19, we have the news that the vaccination of children aged between 12 and 17 kicked off in South Africa today. So the Department of Health said the children will be given one dose of the Pfizer vaccine as the approval of the South African Health Product Regulatory Authority. Mm-hmm. Currently, studies have shown that the two doses in some children have resulted in inflammation of the heart muscle. So the move is, however, divided experts, health experts and parents, with many strongly objecting to the vaccination of children. Since it has started in South Africa, most probably it will also spread to Zimbabwe, but it's still debatable and up there in the air. And when you talk of other women, what's happening to the women in Zimbabwe, women in Bulawayo also have embarked on a door-to-door mobilization program, mm-hmm. Encouraging each other to register to vote, and were provided with transport by an NGO called Women Institute of Leadership Development, or WILD, with transport from where they live to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission District Office, mm-hmm. Based in Bulawayo. So these women, I understand they were so excited because they felt that they are exercising their right to vote and are now eligible to vote. So if you haven't registered to vote, they're saying, what are you waiting for? Mobilize other women in your community and go to your nearest voter registration center.
Yes, PJ, as you know, we had representatives from ZANU-PF here on the program last week, and MBC Alliance also talking about some of the campaigns that they are currently embarking on to encourage especially women to register to vote. But we also have a video later on when we delve into politics of what some of the opposition members are saying, especially in the rural areas where they are saying they are being denied the right to go door to door and, you know, engage women to encourage them to register to vote. But that's later on as we embark on our program, because we have a special guest that is going to be joining us shortly. She's worked with women in Zimbabwe and here in the United States when it comes to domestic violence. And also, she has written a book. I think let's bring her up before we go into Ndebele, and then I will leave the floor to you, PJ, so that we can just meet her quickly. This is one of our own sisters, a Zimbabwean, based here in the United States. Let's welcome to the program. Please tell us your name and the name of your organization and, you know, your latest accomplishment during this COVID-19.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks to VOA. Thank you for having me. My name is Comfort Dondo, and I am the founding executive director of a culturally specific nonprofit called Pumulani, African Women Against Violence.
Tell us a little bit.
We are based over there.
Go ahead. I think you're a bit slow. Your network is slow, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. It's raining here really heavy, so pardon me. Yeah, so we are based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, but we just recently became a member of the United Nations Civil Society. That means that our work is going to expand globally. My accomplishment this pandemic, which I'm very excited about, is I just published my first book. It took me at least 5 years to write the book, but I think the most chunk of the work that I did was during the lockdowns. So I did use my time wisely, and it is called Facing the Giants. It is a book about my survival story of how I survived gender-based violence from a young age up until my adulthood. It also chronicles my move from Zimbabwe to the U.S. and some of the challenges I faced as an immigrant in the U.S. and how those were tied to my childhood trauma. But the beautiful thing about the book, it's not just gloom and doom. It actually provides a workbook at the end of it of how I found myself healed again. So it is a book that I'm excited about. It's a book that I wrote with a lot of Zimbabwean women in mind, because I noticed that as I shared my story over time, many women came to me and shared the same story. So I'm hoping this book can be all over Zimbabwe. Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to you. Let's just give PJ a chance to introduce the show, and then we'll definitely come back to you and carry on with the conversation.
PJ. Ngempela, ngempela. Siyabulisa mahlabi Zulu. Amantombazana la besifazane bonke abalalele balo msakazo. Uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje lapho esidibana khona lohlelo oluphathelane lokuxoxa lokucebisana ngeziphathelane lokuthuthukisa omama abesifazane bonke nje, bangabe beseZimbabwe, bangabe bephandle kweZimbabwe, emazweni eCanada, eMelika, eAustralia, eSouth Africa, eBotswana lakwezinye indawo. Lapha lidali lokuthi sixwayisane, sixasane, sicebisane ngeziphathelane lentuthuko yabomama. Sizakhangela indaba eziphathelane lentuthuko, sikhangele ezombusazwe, sikhangele njalo okwe-COVID-19, okwamabhizimusi lokunye okuthuthukisa umama. Kunje eZimbabwe selenelise ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu, 3.2 million plus ijekiseni yokuvikela ku-COVID-19. Kodwa abayizigidi phose ezimbili lengxenye babo yibo asebehlatshiwe amajekiseni wonke omabili, i-first dose kanye le-second dose. Kunje inani lasebehlolwe batholakala bele-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, lokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo ngombimbitho nyakenye, sebekunkulungwane ezidlula ezilikhulu, over 100,000, okuguqela abantu asebephephe kulo mkhuhlane abezinkulungwane labo ezidlula ikhulu plus 100,000. Kwafa inkulungwane ezidlula ezine lengxenye, over 4,600. Singakhangela ke ukuthi kwele South Africa namhlanje sithole umbiko kunjathele zindaba yethu eseSouth Africa ethi yena luqalile uhlelo lokuhlaba ijekiseni leyo yokuzivikela ku-coronavirus e-COVID-19 vaccine ebantwaneni abaleminyaka ephakathi kwelishumi lambili lalabo kusiya kushumi lasikhombisa, between 12 and 17 khona ngale ngale South Africa. Kodwa-ke leli nyathelo likhanya lidale ukuxokozela impikiswano enkulu kubazali kanye lengcitshi zezempilakahle. Abanye besekela leli nyathelo lokuthi abantwana bajove ijekiseni leli ele-coronavirus. Abanye njalo besithi kukhanya ngani abantwana basesebancane ukuthi bahlatshwe ijekiseni leli, likhanya lingelokwe-experimenta ngoba alikacutshungulwa kangako kwatholakala ukubana liyasebenza kuhle ebantwaneni. Kunje lakho eSouth Africa kwangikhona bahlatshwa ijekiseni leli libe linye ele-Pfizer, kodwa-ke umuntu omdala kumele ahlatshwe kabili, i-first and second dose. Kodwa-ke ebantwaneni bathi bona hhayi, kuyahlatshwa nje i-dose eyodwa ukwenzela ukuthi kungabaphambanisi, ngoba bathi kutholakele ukuthi imithi ephakathi kwejekiseni lele ele-Pfizer, bangahlaba abantwana ama-doses angu-2 kungaphambanisa ukusebenza kuhle kwenhliziyo. Kodwa-ke babe bevikelekile, ama-side effects azaba khona, batsho njalo, but ayafana nje nxa kuwukuthi umntwana uhlatshwe indingindi kumbe ehlatshwe o BCB BCG liyana ehlatshwa umntwana nxa isanda kuzalwa liyananzelela omama ukuthi nxa umntwana sesiyahlatshwa i second dose amanye ama second doses mina sengaba lo mntwana kudaladala abama abantwana sebekhulile kodwa ke kuhlatshwa injection yesibili yesithathu why sithi umntwana nxa ekukuthi esiyahlatshwa esibili uyavuvuka unyawo lona lolo abe hlatshwe lona kumbe njalo akhale agudumale umzimba yikho ke kunjalo laleli jekiseni ele COVID-19 vaccine okungaba la side effects anjalo ukuthi umntwana angaphuthumala umzimba angachisa umzimba angakhwehlela angaba lokungumvimbano kodwa ke ngokunjalo imithi yonke nje nxa uyifaka emzimbeni iba la side effects yikho ingcitshi ezitsho khona ingcitshi zezempilakahle ezikhuluma ngakho ngale ivaccine ukuthi kayihlatshwe ebantwaneni. Sizakhuluma njalo labanye abesifazane abaphumelelayo kubhizimusi. Kulomunye owesifazana obehlale iminyaka ethile eseNgilandi wagcina ke esecabanga ukuthi abuyele ekhaya ayiqalisa ibhizimusi yakhe khona ngale athuthukise umango wakibo. Kukhanya lumama ukhanya ngani uyaphumelela yikho ke asithiyeni indlebe ngokuya kwezikhathi kulolu hlelo sizakhuluma lo mama lo nonkosikazi lo ophumelela kubhizinisi yakhe ye
salibonani lonke mina nginguPatient Siyavundla nguMrs Dube sengiseZimbabwe lapha lo ngumnyaka wami wokuqala ngibuye ngomnyaka ophelileyo shuthi ngahambe e-UK ngo-2001 ngahlala khona nearly 20 years ngenze ngwenzayo one or two things ngaphenduka la ngansethi ama-social sciences ngaphenduka eZimbabwe ngizoyenza i-business la shuthi ngaqala uku-investa eZimbabwe ngo-2008 khonaphana isikhathi sisibi kungena kudla kungelani mina ikhe ngabona khona i-opportunity yokuthi ngi-investe eZimbabwe ngikhe ngakuthenga khona umhlabathi eLupane kwaqala khona i-business qala uku-investa eZimbabwe lo mngamo Dube sa-investa eLupane sayakha i-mini complex nje kule butcher kule restaurant kule chisa nyama kulama booking rooms so sase-UK sikhangele ukuthi sizaphenduka ngo-2014 and then ngo-2014 izinto kazihambanga kahle so sahlala futhi e-UK asisaphendukanga ngapha so sacina indawo leyana sesiyirentisa komunye umuntu sayikho omunye umuntu ukuthi ayirente thina sakhoninya sisebenza ngale UK but vele sile eme ukuthi siyaphenduka eZimbabwe ngoba mina iZimbabwe ngiyayithanda kakhulu irigardless konke okwenzakalayo kumbe njani mina ngizikhangelela okwami ukuzisebenzela and ngiyayithanda yikho ngazitshela ukuthi vele kubi kuhle kunjani ngiyaphenduka ngizozisebenzela ngoba company ukuthi sathola i-opportunity ukuthi sizisebenze singabomama senze okwenziwa kwakuzila kudala ukuthi amadoda ayiwavula ama-business yikho kwahle kwangenza ngaba lothando lelizwe lami yes so ngazophenduka last year January ngo-2021 nje isikhathi 2020 isikhathi ngiphenduka laphana ngandile aim ukuthi sengizoqala ama-events ngoba UI sekhula kakhulu mina ngisese-UK so ngangithola ama-bookings imichado ngithola maybe umchado we-400-500 imali yangikhona inhle ibinhle kakhulu kwaba kubi-ke ngoba isikhathi ngifika lapha eZimbabwe ngahle ngafikisana le-COVID so ama-plans ami wonke achabalala so angisakwanisanga kohle ngangena ama-lockdowns angisakwanisanga ukuthi ngenze ama-events lana engangiwasukumele phansi so ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngingenzani ukuthi ngingasabuyeli ngayo hhawu unkulunkulu ke wangibusisa ngathola indawo le enhle le i-restaurant yami le ngoba ngaleluphane sasilokhu esisarejisile umuntu yona sasimphe i-list ye-5 years so i-5 years yakhe khona iphele 2 months ago so wasesitsho ukuthi mina ngaleso sikhathi angisela into yokwenza sengiphendukile eZimbabwe labantwana kodwa ngisela into yokwenza then kwavuka i-opportunity ye-restaurant leyo ngasenga ibamba masinyane nga kufuli ndawo yami le into enhle ukuthi ngangivele equipment yonke ngilayo enye ngangivele ngishiphile for imchado le ngangivele ngisukumele so hayi kwabalula kwabanjalo ngoba vele into ezingangivele ngilazo zokuthi ngifile ku restaurant yami la ngaba lenhlanhla kakhulu inhlanhla engilayo kakhulu empilweni yami ukuthi ngisabambile ama diasporians angisupporta kakhulu and lami ngapha ngabona i-opportunity yokuthi ngibagcinela abazali babo ama-business amonke vele they tailored to ama-diasporians ngoba ngiyahamba umuntu uyabhadala umama wakhe maybe umuntu use-Canada use-Australia use-Britain abhadalele umama wakhe ukuthi siyemenzela i-birthday i-regardless ukuthi kusetsholosho emakhaya siyahamba i-regardless ukuthi kusephumula old siyahamba kumbe kusephumale kumbe kungaphi siyahamba senza ama-business siyahamba senza i-birthday kamama sifike simmasaje uma umuntu ebhadala ebhadala i-package yonke from i-spa sikumama simmasaje simphathele ikhekhe simenzele iphathi simthwalele ukudla apholise ugogo siceda lapho simtshela abazukulu siyamtshela lo kudla ukuthi uma i-birthday akusemini kuyasala la ntambama kasapheki uyakudla la ntambama so uNkulunkulu angibusisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi ama-customer ami vele from abroad hayi baningi sibili kakhulu and they are recognizing my work nsuku zonke umsebenzi wami bawuthanda
sivule enye futhi eBybridge
yes sengivule enye futhi eBybridge ngiqeda ukulontsha nje nge-Saturday yindawo enkulu kakhulu ile lodge ile ama-events ile bar ile restaurant ile butcher ile car wash very soon sizabe sifaka i-kid center phakathi endaweni yangikhona ngoba indawo enkulu inamathelene neboda nje ibambene uma ufika eboda kuhambana Mr. Sibani ujika nje sithe eceleni nje uthi ibamba nevele neboda ukuthi sisehlukaniswa ngumgwaqo abantu abaningi baye bebuza ukuthi kanti i-trail against eBybridge nga sehlukaniswa nje umgwaqo leboda khonapha so into enhle kakhulu labalandeli bami bangisupporta kakhulu babona lo msebenzi wami we-trail against basupporta abanye ngabathenga ama-groceries bethengela abazali babo sibadilivelela abanye ngababhadalela abazali babo for ama-tolls khathesi sile function ye mhlampe somama e-Victoria e-Caribbean kutho so khonkhwane ukuthi ngiyabe ngikhangele umama ngaba abanye ngabafelokazi labo baba sihlanganisela labo baba asikhethi muntu labo baba labo balondi so siyahlanganisa asikhethi muntu ngama-couples ogogo labokhulu sihamba labo kumathozi ematopo big falls into ezinjalo abanye ngababhadalele babuya bezokudla khona lapho vele sihlala sihosto abazali for ama-birthdays or ama-lunch babuya bezokudla khona lapho so hayi ngithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu kakhulu ngoba hayi angikaze ngisole lutho nokho emphendukileyo ngaqala amabhizinisi la sengithethe back ngaleli ubanade ngirendise khona lapho
lo-ke bekungunkosikazi Dube yena-ke owaqalisa ibhizimusi yakhe esesengilande bethenge-ke i-restaurant elupane kodwa-ke bazoqalisa-ke babuyela ekhaya baqalisa amabhizimusi abo njalo uyatsho ukuthi baphumelela okwamagama sibezela balama-restaurant amathathu elupane koBulawayo laseBybridge liyababona abanye abesifazana bayaphumelela kwezamabhizimusi Mav, I see that was Mrs. Dube who is an owner of True Elegance a restaurant which is based in Bulawayo but she has managed to open another restaurant in Bybridge. She originally had a restaurant in Lupane, so now she owns three restaurants. Mm-hmm. They also do some events. She was in England for almost 20 years, and she came back home with the intention of starting a business on functions since they had already started operating those functions whilst she was based in England. But at the same time, that's when the pandemic broke out in Zimbabwe and the world over at the beginning of 2020. So they took a step backwards a little bit. but they continued with other ventures that they could manage under the COVID-19. With the easing of the restrictions, the lockdown restrictions, she managed to do some catering and opened up that restaurant in Bulawayo and took back her Lupane, a restaurant that she had rented out to somebody else, and opened another restaurant in Bidebridge. She does some catering for diasporans. She says she thanks the Lord for her diaspora network. She gets most of her business from the diasporans that she was living with in England. So she does some functions and they pay from England or from other parts of the world. But she takes care of the family events like weddings, birthdays. They even have some events like Tory safari tours in Bidebridge, in Victoria Falls, in Kariba, and some other resort areas. So she is doing very well.
Very interesting that they indeed to see that women are actually excelling during this COVID-19 pandemic. Apo tangatifu uchwa kufa kune mungo mutimai varikubula wayo amaidude varikuta ura iwo kutiva kange varikugara kumzikwenyika kubritena swaka tuka kumusha baka wanikwa iwo vachitanga bizimu siravo are ya varikuti catering uyeshe baka mboti tukei kumashure panguwa ye COVID-19 asiji mjinege shwa simuka uyeshe varikuti iwo kumbozi kifirwa kwa kaitwa mitemo yekusangana kwevanhu yeCOVID-19 vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita zvecatering asi vachinyanya kutenda vari kudiaspora vachiti maZimbabweans kana kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika ndo zviri kunyanya kuwanikwa izvo hazvichishanda navo nekuti vanenge vachida kuti vaende kunoita kunoita mapati kana zvinhu zvakadaro vachienda kunosanganisawo hama neshamwari uyezve pakaita muchato pakaita baba kana amai vane birthday kana mwana ane birthday vediaspora vari kubva vavatuma kuti aiwa mhanya ikoko munowanikwa muchibika chikafu nezvimwe zvakadaro saka tiri ipapo aiwa tinokuchingamidzai kuti mapinda muchirongwa muzuva ranhasi titarisa isu kuti nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura nezvenyaya dzakasiyana siyana tine vanyarikani vatatanga navo mavaona muzvare Comfort Dondo vanova ivo munyori webhuku uyezve vaine sangano ravo rinowanikwa iro richishanda nemadzimai anenge ashungurudzwa asi tisati taenda kwavari regai timbotarisira mamiriro akaita nyaya yeCOVID-19 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu vanodaudzira 130,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vamwewo vakawanikwa vachikunda denda iri vanodaudzira 120,000 kwozouyawo vamwe vakatisiya mushure mekubatwa nedenda iri vanodaudzira 4,600 totarira zvakare avo vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19 pari zvino munyika pari kunzipo nebazi rezveutano vadaudzira 3.2 million asi nyika inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuti pave paine herd immunity tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvakawanda zvekuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisawo kuti munyika yesouth africa taona kuti muzuva ranhasi vati ivo vana vechidiki vanogonawo kutanga kuwana vachipiwa nhomba sezvimwe saiko kuno kuamerica asi tinoona kuti takatarisa nemaziso matsvuku kuti zvichatanga here muzimbabwe uyezve kuti nyaya iyi yenhomba yakamira sei pari zvino tinoona kuti munguva yapfuura takanzwa kanzuro yemuHarare vachiti vachange vari kutoenda door to door vachiwanikwa ivo vachipa vanhu nhomba vanoda nhomba nekuti vanga vari kuti ivo havasi kuwana uwandu hwevanhu huchikwira vari kuda kubayiwa nhomba idzi dzeCOVID-19 saka regai tidzoke kune munyarikani wedu watiinaye ipo pano muzvare Comfort Dondo tichimbonzwa mabasa avari kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19 tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Comfort Dondo
tinotenda tinotenda nekunge mineni pano
aiwa imbotitsananguriraiwo kuti zvii zvamuri kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19 tinoona kuti munopfeka yatingati maheti akati wandei maheti emirara akati wandei asi timbotitsananguriraiwo kuti zvii zvamuri kuwanikwa muchibata semudzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19
ndotenda simazve panguva ino yeCOVID-19 rimwe basa ratiri kuona tichiita muprogiramu yedu ino inonzi Pomulani zvokubatsirana nemadzimai anenge vachishungurudzwa nenyaya yekuti aya anoti madomestic violence shelter akazara nekuti nenyaya yesocial distancing. Saka iko zvino ndiri kubata nevakuru vakuru vedu vekuno anosanganisira governor wedu, meya wedu, kuti vakwanise kunge varikutipawo mari dzinokwana kuti tiwane kwetiri kutsvaga dzimba dzakafanira kuti madzimai edu maAfrican women vedu vari muno muMinnesota vange vari kuonekwa varikwanisa kugara pakasununguka nevana panguva ine COVID. Vamwe mabasa andiri kuita panguva dzine dzeCovid ndekuti chirongwa chedu tiri kubatawo nevamwe vari kumusha tichibatsirana. Ndandiri kuonekwa ndiri kuZimbabwe panandiriko mwedzi miviri oso yapfuura. Ndandiri kubatawo nana muzvare Madamombe, Savannah Madamombe, mabasa avari kuitawo kumba kubatsira vana nechidiki kuti varege kushandisa mutoriro. Saka tinongobatawo nepatine tichikwanisa kuti tisangoite basa chete kuno kwatiri kure kuno, asi tionekwe tiri kubata mabasa tiri kumusha. Ndiri ipapo regai nditi tine chirongwa chiri kuuya che 16 days of activism. Ndakaonekwa ndiri kushandawo pamwe chete nenewspaper redu reHerald. Takanyora pane ripoti yatakaita tiri kutaurawo tichikumbira vakuru vedu venyika kuti tiri kuda chaizvo, mwoyo wedu uriko kumusha, uri kuZimbabwe, tinenge tichidawo kuramba tichiwana mukana wekuti tinge tiri kushanda tichisimudzira madzimai, nekuti musha kamukadzi madzimai edu akakwanisa kuonekwa vari kubatsirwa especially panguva dzino dzeCovid kuti vange vachiwana mabhizinesi, vange vachiwana mari dzekutangawo zvekubata nemaoko. Aiwa, vana havasine nzara kunyange paine malockdown. Saka ndiwo zvimwe zvatiri kuita nechirongwa chedu.
Tinoona zvakare kuti makawanikwa muchinyora bhuku. Bhuku iri makafunga sei kurinyora panguva ino yeCovid-19?
Bhuku iri ndakafunga kurinyora nekuti ndakaona kuti mabasa ratiri kuita iri manhamba edomestic violence nemanhamba emadzimai anga ari kushungurudzwa anga ari kuramba achiwanda. Saka ndakatarisa ndiri kuona upenyu hwangu one semunhu akamboshungurudzwawo, ndikati ndofunga tinonida kuti titaure nenyaya idzi. Especially panguva ino yeCovid pane masocial distance uyezve pane maisolation ari kuitika. Tandiri kuona kuno kuAmerica vanhu vari kuzviuraya, manhamba dzachona awanda. Saka ndaida kutsvaga chinhu chinokwanisa kuti chigobatsira madzimai nyangwe kwavari, chavanokwanisa kuti tikaverenga tinogona kukurukura tichishandisawo izvozvo masocial media platforms anenge ana Facebook Live kuti tikwanise kungotanga kuva neconversation iyoyo. Nekuti research yatakaita pachirongwa chedu papurogiramu yedu yePumulani takaona kuti madzimai vange vachizviuraya kazhinji yanga iri nyaya yekuti vanenge vaonana nedzimwe nemama madambudziko kubvira vari vana vadiki, iye atinoti childhood trauma. Saka bhuku iri ndingati mushonga unobatsira kurapa kana paine munhu akamboenda go through any of this. So any childhood sexual abuse, any kana even uri mwana wakawitnessa domestic abuse uchikura, inyaya yangu, asi nyaya yemadzimai akawanda, inyaya yemadzimai andashanda nawo for the last 15 years. Kumukupedzisira kwebhuku tine yatinoti workbook. Saka ibhuku rakanaka chaizvo kana kurishandisa muchikoro for vana kana kurishandisa munzvimbo dzekuti madzimai anenge achiona rubatsiro. Rakandibatsirawo ini kubva mukutambudzika. Rakandibatsira chaizvo, ndosaka even izvozvi ndakukwanisawo kumira panapa ndichibatsira mamwe madzimai. Saka ibhuku randingati ndingafari chaizvo madzimai ose akakwanisa kuriwana kuti vakwanise kurishandisa mukupora kwavo.
Maybe just tell us a little bit about this book. What inspired you to write this book? And give us, you know, like an insight into what you went through so that other women can also understand that any woman can go through something like domestic violence.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. So my book, I want to call it, it's my love story to all women, any girls, or even some men who might have been violated one way or the other. It was a very difficult book to write because I was writing about my pain, but in it I chronicle how I survived and witnessed abuse as a child. I also go through my whole journey from moving from Zimbabwe as a teenager to look for greener pastures. Some of the challenges, as you know, I live in Minneapolis, one city that is notorious for racism. I discuss a lot about how that and the George Floyd case was very familiar to me in my lived experience. So I think it's a book that touches on not just one subject. It touches on a lot of issues that even as Zimbabweans in the diaspora or Africans in the diaspora I can relate to. I love that this book takes place in multiple places in the world. So it happens in Zimbabwe as a child, and then it moves all the way to the U.S. And I think women on all that spectrum can relate to the book. What motivated me to write the book was I wanted a young woman like myself at age 9 who was violated to have a tool that she can relate to, because it wasn't until in my 20s after I had my first son that I knew what had happened to me. I knew what things like some mental health situations like post-traumatic stress disorder was, anxiety. I didn't have that language in my culture growing up in Zimbabwe. I just knew something was not right, but I didn't know what it was. So essentially what it is a solution to some of the issues that we face as women, and I want to say even some men as well, because I've had some men who have confided in me behind closed doors that they've been violated. So that's what this book is about, and I really, I'm really excited to bring it home, especially to Zimbabwe, where my heart really is.
PJ?
Comfort dondo.
Yeah,
long kwasazana comfort dondo. Yena ke wasungula ihlanganiso kumbe uhlelo olwephumulani. Uhlelo lophumulani lukhona lusebenza khona ngale lapha hlala khona lapha eMelika esigabeni seMinnesota, khona lapha eMelika. Iphumulani ngumuzi kumbe luhlelo oluphathisa labo ababe behlelwe zinhlupho kumbe ludubo lokuhlukunyezwa ezindlini, njengoba sokuyiminyaka emibili lokhu esikuma lockdown. Inhlupho zokuhlukumeza na if domestic violence ikhanya yandile, hathi khona lapha kweMelika kuphela kumbe eZimbabwe kuphela, kodwa lasemazweni womhlaba. Uthola ukuthi kunanzelelwe ukuthi i-domestic violence was on the rise, ibisiqalisile ngama-lockdown ona lawa eminyakeni emibili edluleyo. Ekhaya njalo eZimbabwe uthi yena usebenzelana labanye ezinye inhlanganiso enjengenhlanganiso kankosazana Savannah Madamombe, eyokuphathisa abasakhulayo ukuba bayelatshwe kumbe bacetshiswe ukuba bayekele ukuthatha okudakayo, izidakamizwa kumbe kuthiwa ngumtoriro othathwayo ngabantwana ngabasakhulayo ngasekhaya. Umlobi njalo ulobe ibhuku lakhe lakuqala khona lapha ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 abantu besebenzela ngekhaya. Uthi yena na uhle wathatha leli thuba lokuthi alobe ibhuku lakhe elithi Facing the Giants. Yikho phela, ye kuthiwa li-Facing the Giants. Le yimbali-ke yempilo yakhe yena ngokwakhe, lapho-ke athi yena wahlukunyezwa esesemncane kakhulu eleminyaka ethoba nemunye, a 9 year old. Wazosuka-ke eZimbabwe wafika lapha emazweni lakho. Nxa ufika udibana lezinye inhlupho ezithile ezinjenge-culture shock lokunye okuningi-ningi, nxa kuwukuthi kade vele ukhulele ngasekhaya. Lathi khona lapha nxa kuwukuthi size emazweni siyadibana le nhlupho. Yena-ke uchasisa ngenhlupho abheka nalazo, ecebisana nabanye omama abangabe bebhekane le nhlupho ezifanayo. Uthi yena ngokuloba leli bhuku ufumane ukuthi baningi abesifazane abadibana le nhlupho zinye, kube labanye even abesilisa labo ababeze kuye bezokhuluma ukuthi sidibane le nhlupho ezifanayo.
Aiwapo chifunzwa zvakawanda zviri kutaurwa pano pachirongwa pamusoro pe zvatakaona muzvare comfort dondo vachiti vakasangana nazvo mushure nekunge vawanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vakazowanikwa vachinyora bhuku ravo rinotaura pamusoro peupenyu hwavo uyezve nezvekusanganawo nemadzimai panguva ino yeCovid-19. Tomboti kune mamwe madzimai akateerera pari zvino, mungavati chii chavangaiti kana vachidawo kunge vachinyorawo nhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo, hungange husiri kuti vari kushungurudzwa asi zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino yeCovid-19? Chii chingaitwa nemudzimai, anotanga nekuita sei?
Ndingati zvakakosha, ndingade kurifera, ndingadega nditaura kuti munhu akandibatsira chaizvo mubhuku rangu actually muzimbabwe anonziye Epi Mabika. Ari kuEngland asi anoshanda nemazimbabweans kwese. Unorida unongo uchida kuti unge uinewo watinoti coach, just like unoita coach uri kumasports, unoda munhu anokubatsira nebhuku rako. Aitinoti ndinyamukuta akabatsira kuti ndisununguke bhukiro rinekuti rainetsa kurinyora. Kechipiri ndongoti chingova nemukana wekungonyora maideas ako zvishoma nezvishoma usazvimhanyise. Uchizivawo kuti zvani pakupedzisira unenge uchisira vana vako nevazukuru vevazukuru, tinoti legacy. Ndinofunga kuti kunyora nyaya yako kunyange usina kushungurudzwa, any story is a powerful story, inobatsira kubatsirawo vamwe munhu anenge achienderana neizvozvo. Saka ndoda kukurudzira kunyaya yamadzimai kuti hanzi musasemine nyaya dzakakosha mamuri. Saka ndio zvandinonyawo kukurudzira. Kana paine vanodawo kuti vagowana information yaEpi Mabika, aripo paFacebook. Kana zvinokwanisa kundiona Comfort Dondo ndiripo paFacebook, munongonditsvaka ndobva ndakuratidzai kwamunoenda kuti mutange kunyora bhuku redu. Ndoda kuona vakawanda Mazimbabweans vadzimai vachinyora mabhuku.
On that note, can you just tell us how did you actually get to put your material together and publish? There may be some women listening out there who have a burning story to tell but don't know where to start. How did you get the ball rolling?
Absolutely, thank you so much. First of all, writing this book was not the easiest because it was tapping back into my pain. So I want to say it took me a cumulative amount of 5 years to write the book. So it's not going to be a short book. As I was writing, I always wanted excellence. I wanted a high quality book. I didn't want a piece together, short book. I wanted a book that would have value. And so what I would encourage anybody who wants to author a book, your first book, especially, find a good coach. Invest in a good coach. It would be worth it. I personally used my fellow Zimbabwean sister, Epi Mabika. She is wonderful. She's based in the UK, but she will work with women all over the globe. And then the second part is be very gentle on yourself. So like I said, it took me 5 years. Sometimes you face what's called a writer's block, especially if you're writing difficult things. It's okay to step away and get back, but just keep the momentum going. And thirdly, just keep your why and your the reason why you're writing the book. I think it's an important legacy. After we leave this earth, your book will live on. So that was my main motivator for this book.
Thank you, PJ.
Lilotshwe ngesiNgisi ingakho ke lani lonke liyenelisa ukuthi abesifazane bonke emhlabeni jikelele lingenelisa ukuthi lilibale lani lo lesishona ngelesiNgisi elabhalwa ke nguNkosazana Comfort Dondo. Yena ke uthi yena nana walibhala leli bhuku ebalisa ngembali yempilo yakhe, kodwa ke iyafanana nje lembali yabanye bonke engxenye ungathola amacebo lapha nalaphaya ebhukwini lona leli. Kodwa ke kuthi yena nakwamthathela isikhathi eside 5 years, iminyaka emihlanu, ukuze abuthanise ingqondo zakhe zonke, azibumbe, azakhe ukuze ziphume njengebhuku. Njalo wancediswa ngabanye, ungabi le nhloni kumbe ungathikazi to reach out kwabanye abesifazane ukuthi bakuncedise. Yena ke uthi wancediswa ngomunye owesifazane ukuthiwa ngucoach, angaba ngumceceshi ongakuncedisa ukuthi uhlanganise ingqondo zakho, uphume lebhuku elihle elihlelekileyo njalo elicacileyo lokuthi ungacebisa ngalo abanye abesifazane ngempilo yakho. Ungazibhalela ngempilo yakho, ungazibhalela ngokubonayo nje empilweni, utsho njalo. Uthi yena na kodwa thatha isikhathi sakho, njalo akulula akwenzakali ukuthi uhle ulibhale ingxenye ngenyanga eyodwa. You can't write in a month.
Yes, I think that's what I was asking then, because I know maybe, you know, in the beginning we made it seem like you actually wrote it during your the COVID-19 pandemic. Maybe just explain a little bit there that you actually rounded it off and then, you know, got it published during that time. How long did it actually take you to write this book?
Absolutely. So to clarify, it took me a total amount of 5 years. But it was the last 2 years in the pandemic where I actually had more time to really focus on getting the book, completed, perfected. It was a lot of back and forth editing. And sometimes I wanted to fire my coach because I thought she was being difficult. But now looking back, she's my best friend. I really thank her. So it is not an easy journey writing a book, but no, it took me 5 years, and I think for me it was a little bit longer because it was a very difficult book to write. In fact, I had to check in with some of my therapists just to because it would bring back some bad memories. So if you are writing a book that has difficult subjects, just take care of yourself, and like I said, it's okay to step back and take a break and keep writing and take your time. As women, I think sometimes we're very hard on ourselves. You know, no matter how long it will take you, just make sure you publish it. And that is publish worthy. So that's the big part. But yeah, it took me 5 years. 5 years.
To be kind to yourself.
Pane saying you could my avarwari, can I go the COVID to canotarware or no which for long which go be cravanavaco? And so I think someone who moves the mice with and doing your disarmed man or shall now, me along Gavacambo, Janirwa, Vanigo Chungurus go put see Shakanaka put you to change it. You can only Utano Kanaka, Vanako and Ona put Utano Kamira say. Say, Kuyanga Pacunora, Bukrang, Pane the Venan was the Senora, my chapters I did Waza. I did your connection to Shaham Bondi Waza. Kare, shakakosha kuti tichengete mental health yedu. And imwe subject yatingatauro pachivanhu chedu, asi zvakakosha semadzimai kuti tinge tiri kungoona kuti mental health yedu taichengetedza. Dzimwe nguva kana kuti tinenge tiri therapy kana kungotaurawo nemubi ako kuti ndiri kunyora bhuku, ndiri kuenderana nezvakadai, pane zviri kundirwadza. Zvinhu zvakakosha chaizvo kuti nyaya panguva ino yeCovid, nekuti ndaona my rates of suicide at one day, Pangova is not the COVID. So, can I just change it today?
I want to look in the Chinese gating board, double symbol, Pinda Munaya, Deja, Pitika Munaya, Deja, Matonga, Enika. You know, because I know a lot of people have been watching what's unfolding in Zimbabwe currently when it comes to politics. So, PJ, we have an interview that was done by one of our reporters on what's going on in the rural areas. Where some MBC women are alleging that they are not being allowed to go and campaign. So we'll be playing one of those videos and then coming back again to our story with Ms. Comfort Dondo. But we cannot do without politics, unfortunately. So for now, let's just listen to what she has to say.
But donor doing any provider zvinhu izvozvo. Vakanzi uyai kumusangano, vakatadza kubuda kuenda kumusangano. Panenge paina sabhuku vari kuita basa rekunyora vanhu mazita kuti auya ndeuyu asina kuuya ndeuyu. Asi isusu tiri kuti munhu haafanire kumbunyikidzwa. Munhu anofanira kubuda nemoyo wake nekuda kwake. Kwete kuti wazobuda nekuda kwekunziwa ndiri kuigirwa fertilizer, wabuda nekuda kwekunziwa kuigirwa 2 cup e rice. Saka ipapo tine challenge isingaite kumamisha, ngavambomira kudzvanyira vabereki vedu vari ikoko. Kana madona achipa zvikafu, ngaangopa akazvimiririra, hatisi kuda maslogan pamaprograms ekupiwa kwevabereki vedu chikafu nemadona.
So we're hearing there from MBC Alliance, who are alleging that, you know, in some of the areas
in the country. Some people are getting food if they only belong to certain parties within, you know, Zimbabwe. So I know that, you know, we would like to also say that we did reach out to ZANU-PF to just try and find out what is going on, but we were not successful. But let's take a listen to an interview that I had with Dr. Cindy Soranga, so that we continually remind ourselves that COVID-19 is still there and that people should continue to, you know, get vaccinated, because we wanted to understand what's going on with people actually passing away, even though they've already had their two doses of the COVID vaccine. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hi, Marvel. It's Magadi and Magadi Vatereri.
I want to talk about the teens, which are carried from shopping here, yen number is the COVID-19 or teach, up here from the Kanamuna, they were numbered the same thing. A teach a Kanaki of Muna by the number the same thing, you can agree to be can automate it to no new any World Health Organization.
Mamla Zeniga Tower and the Jukutiku by one number, no Mushonga would teach COVID-19. Mamwe mamajures atinoti mamitigation measures aya sema face mask, social distancing, things like that zvinobatsira kuminimize kuti chirwere chisapararira, asi chinoita kuti tisabatira chirwere chiri more effective inhomba kubaiwa mavaccine.
Zvakare nechisimu, asi vamwe vari kuti ivo kunyangwe vabaiwa inhomba idzi vari kuona vamwe vanhu vachishaya, zvinofamba sei ipapo?
You know, Marvelous, what I can say is that kubaiwa nhomba, of course, ndo chinoita kuti chance yekuti tiwane chirwere iderere. Kana munhu akabaiwa nhomba, ari less likely, kana kuti chance yekuti abate chirwere iri less. However, that's not the same thing as there is no chance at all kuti munhu anobatira chirwere. The majority of vanhu vatiri kuita take care of muzvipatara today vari kuuya neCOVID-19 vanhu vasina kubaiwa nhomba, asi panozoitawo vashoma vamwe, unfortunately, for one reason or the other, vanokwanisa kubatira chirwere vachitorwara zvakanyanyisa vachipedzera vava muchipatara even though vakabaiwa nhomba. However, the statistics ndezvekuti 99% pia vanhu vanopedzisira vapinda muchipatara varwara zvakanyanyisa kana kufa neCOVID-19 vanhu vasina kubaiwa nhomba. The 1% yevanonge vakabaiwa nhomba vachizorwarisa, vamwe vanenge vane zvirwere zvakaita segomarara, koita na HIV AIDS, vanenge vachiita kuti miviri yavo isakwanisa kurwisa chirwere effectively, yatinoti immune system. Ma antibodies aya anorwisa chirwere in general, iwo miviri yavo inenge isina enough antibodies kuti varwise chirwere.
Tiri ipapo mataura imi kuti vanhu vanenge vane immunocompromise, nyatsotsanangurira yekuti vanhu nyanya mataura zvimwe zvirwere zvamataura, kana vanhu vachinge vaine zvirwere izvi vanofanira kuita sei?
Zvaanengatora immunocompromise kuratidza kuti muviri hauna kusimba kuti urwise zvirwere. Izvi zvinokonzerwa nezvimwe zvirwere zvakaita sana HIV AIDS, kuita zvirwere zvegomarara, like tinoziva kuti General Powell vanga vane multiple myeloma, kuita zvezvimwewo zvirwere zvinongoita kuti immune system inge iri compromised, like vana cystic fibrosis. Saka kana munhu ane zvirwere zvakadaro, chinozoitika ndechekuti pakauya COVID-19, body haina enough fighting chance, or haina enough antibodies ekurwisa chirwere. Koita zvevamwe vanemwe mishonga like masteroids, vanenge varikutora masteroids for other reasons, zvinoita kuti vasakwanisa kurwisa chirwere kana chauya. Ndo yandinge zvandingataura in terms of kuti immune system iri compromise inenge yakaita sei.
Zvichinge zvakamira zvakadai, ndivo here vamunenge muchiti ndavawani aya ari kunzi mabooster tiri kunzwa ari kutaura?
Marvelous, yes. Those are the people, pokutanga muno muAmerica vakati ivo vanhu vabayiwa vana Pfizer nana Moderna nana Johnson and Johnson vanoda ebooster. kuitira kuti immune system yavo iya pavatanga kubaiwa nhomba yekutanga neyechipiri haina kusvika in terms of effectiveness. Saka ma antibodies avainawo, they are probably 45% of what they should be. Saka booster yaizobatsira kuti ikwidze ma antibodies aya from 45% hopefully kuti asvike kuma 90%, which is what you get nevanhu vasina vane a normal immune system. So booster inobatsira kuti vawedzere ma antibodies ayaya from 45 to close to 100.
Tombodzokera hedu padenda iri COVID-19. Mombopa zvakare yambiro nyanya kumamisha panyaya yekuenda vanhu kunzvimbo nezvimwe zvakadaro panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Mungati chii?
Zvandingataura Marvelous ndezvekuti mushonga wekutanga wekuti tizvidzivirire COVID-19 inhomba, kubaiwa nhomba with a vaccination. Saka before you go to a funeral, before you go to a wedding, before you travel, before you go to work, you should be vaccinated. That's number one. Number two, obviously, chirwere chichakawanda mucommunity, whether ndemuno muAmerica kana kuZimbabwe here, chichakapararira. Saka it means that panongoungana vanhu paya, pakangoita munhu wani kana vaviri vane chirwere, it means chinokwanisa kupararira very easily kuvanhu vanenge vaatenda. Saka vanhu vari kuenda kuma funerals kana kuma kereke kana kuti vari kuenda kuma wedding here kumichato, what I would say is take my measures. My measures are my face mask, basic hygiene, social distancing, and kana munhu ari kurwara uri kukosora and the like, you shouldn't be attending those functions, staying at home, because you are likely to kuparadzira chirwere kune vamwe. And kana warwara,
aiwa chiremba vanga arambe vachienderera mberi, asi nguva yedu ndiyo yadyanana, tasarirwa nemaminiti mashomanana. Asi vari kutaura ivo, ndaona zvare kampoti muchigutsirira pane zvavari kutaura. Mungotipawo mazwenyu ekupedzisira tisati taakuenda kunopeta chirongwa, kuti vanoda kutenga bhuku renyu kana kuona nezvamuri kunyora vanokuwana ipapo?
Awa, ndinotenda zvakare nekuva neni pano. Bhuku redu iko zvino rinowanikwa iro pamhepo. So mukaenda kuFacebook page kwangu, right now tingori nePaypal, asi mukupera kwemwedzi waOctober tichange tanaro paAmazon, zvichirevaizvo kuti zinenge unokwanisa kuritenga whether uko Australia, handizivi Zimbabwe, I think tichange tichinaro mumabookstores. Tichabatsirwa zvakare neBooks for Africa, vakatenga makopis akawanda chaizvo, vachange vachichipa mabooks for Africa. Saka tichange tinaro kuZimbabwe, ndotarisira by before the end of December this year.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo muzvare kampotiondo kunge manga muinesi.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu unkosazana kampotidondo ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje asiyishuzeni bomama. Ngithande kubonga njalo unkosikazi Dube Danielo Ezra Chisaswanda onguye oxoxelayo osomabhizimusi wesifazane okanye ephumelela okwamagama okobulawayo oke wahlala okwesikhathi eside eseNgilandi kodwa ke wazosungula amabhizimusi akhe ekhaya njalo waphumelela. Ngakho-ke asihluzeni bomama silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngimeleleke usithandekile Mhlanga.
Aiwatotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu muzuva ranhasi. Tichinyanyotenda muzvare Comfort Dondo avo vakawanikwa ivo vachinyorawo bhuku ravo uyezve vauya pano vachizeya nesu pamusoro pezviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19, apo vanoshanda nemadzimai vanenge vapinda muumhirizhonga asi vakakwanisa zvakare kunge vachinyora bhuku. Tanzwa zvakare kubva kune mumwe mudzimai vari kuBulawayo, amai Dube, vanga vachitaurawo pamusoro penhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo apo vakabva kuBritain vakauya vakatanga mabhizinisi avakambenge vari kuita vari kunze kwenyika, vakakwanisa kunge vachienderera mberi. Tikanzwa zvakare kubva kuna Dr Asimbiso Ranga, vanga vari kuramba vachiyeutsidza veruzhinji kuti rambai muchipfeka mamaski, social distancing nekubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyabuye here in Washington DC saying have a very good night.